Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, my mum gave me a present of a swimsuit yesterday, and I was looking at it going, "Ooh, that looks small. Will it fit?" Have you ever had that kind of feeling in the pit of your stomach before a summer holiday? And there's this kind of tendency to think, okay, whether it's a summer holiday or wedding or big occasion, I'll just go on a crash diet, even though probably we know that ain't too good for us, these crash diets. I know I've done a few of them myself over the years, and knowing that you might lose the weight but you just end up putting it back on again. But there's healthy ways to lose weight in a way that's actually good for you, and we're going to be talking about that today. It's great to have on the line with me our nutritional therapist Alex Dobbs from Grassroots Nutrition. Morning, Alex, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Well, the thing about it is I feel, especially as you get a little bit older, is weight can kind of creep up on you. You know, you could put on a pound or 2 pounds a year, and then all of a sudden, kind of five years later, you're nearly a stone heavier within a short space of time. And it can be really kind of difficult when you kind of realise it's crept up on me. And probably then one thing you might want to do is do a crash diet. But let's start with that, just the kind of small creeping up over time of a few pounds a year of weight that can ultimately have a negative impact on our health.
Yeah, it's very, you know, it can be very, very detrimental. As you say, the or not strange thing, but, you know, the creepy thing about it is it creeps on over years. So you don't notice, you know, because your clothes wear out, you buy new clothes, they might get a size up, or you might go for a new brand, which is the same size, but, you know, feels a bit better. And all of a sudden, 5-10 years down the line, you find yourself looking completely different from where you started out. And it can be, you know, a really big shock. Now, obviously, there, you know, some people, it's not a big issue because their BMI might still be within the normal range, which is sort of 20 to 25. So that's okay. But for some people, it turns into overweight and then into obesity. So that's obviously where it impacts our health.
What about then the kind of reaction sometimes going, okay, I'm going to do a crash diet? I remember my mum saying to me, the thing after having a baby years ago was doing this grapefruit diet, which I myself did. This time around, we know a lot more now about just kind of a sustainable, healthy weight loss. Does crash dieting actually work, Alex? Is it ever a good idea?
Oh, no, yeah, this grapefruit diet, I remember that just sort of in the back of my mind somewhere in the dark middle ages of dieting. No, crash dieting I would always advise against, because it means skipping meals or maybe really dramatically reducing the food intake and your daily calories over a period of time for maybe 3 weeks or 4 weeks. It generally, yes, it can really shed pounds, but it generally only works while you're doing it. Your metabolism will change to a fasting mode and start not just fat burning, but also start burning proteins, so your muscle mass for energy. So maybe there is a, you know, very narrow window of a week maybe where it really, really helps, but your body doesn't necessarily attack the body fat. It will attack the muscle because it's very easily broken down to help maintain your daily energy expenditure. So be really, really careful with that. The other thing is, as soon as you stop, your weight piles back on again, because you've just told your body that this was a starvation, and your body now thinks, every single pound that goes into me, I have to preserve, because eventually I'll get starved again. So you're just teaching your body all the wrong things.
What about these kind of weight loss supplements? There seems to be new tablets or teas or pills to say, this is going to help you lose weight. Did any of those work?
Yeah, I don't like them. I mean, I think some of them have serious side effects and some have very small side effects. Like, I remember one year something came on the market and it made poor women who took it run to the loo as soon as they ate. You know, highly impractical and very inconvenient, but also very embarrassing and, you know, clearly not very good for you. Or others who might give you headaches or racing heart or give you sore tummies. You know, I'd be very, very careful with any of those. I think, you know, there are much better ways of genuinely losing weight.
What about the temptation of skipping breakfast?
Yes, again, what do they say? Eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. So really, you always should eat breakfast, because the word in itself tells you what it is. It's breaking a fast. So you fasted overnight since dinner, and you know, you're waking up to the new day. You're going to start working. You're going to start, you know, using energy. So you have to really feed your body some energy before, you know, lunchtime, because otherwise, again, your body thinks, hold on a minute, there's no food here. I'm clearly in starvation mode, and switches into a, you know, different metabolism. Now, for some people, it works, but overall, it's definitely not a good idea.
In terms of the other end of the day, then, I think a lot of people are, say, rushing around. By the time they've kind of got everything done, they end up eating kind of later. Is eating kind of too close to bed a bad idea? Does it actually make you put on weight, or does it matter?
Yeah, that's not a great idea either. I know, it sounds a bit like, when am I meant to be eating here? So always try to eat 2 to 3 hours before going to bed. It helps your digestion. It eases pressure on your esophagus. So, you know, you don't get reflux, acid reflux overnight. Your body actually sleeps better when it's not still digesting, because even though you and I don't notice that we're digesting after lunch, well, after lunch sometimes you notice because we're tired, but you don't notice you're digesting your food as you go along about your day. So if you go to bed on a very full tummy, your body is actually really working very hard. And finding a restful sleep while that is happening is very, very difficult. So it might lead to a bit of sleeplessness, or also to acid, heartburn and indigestion. So I'd always recommend, you know, I don't know what time people get home, but if they get home 6, 7 o'clock, really do try to make dinner within 20 minutes. Enjoy that. And then you can go to bed at 10 or half 10 and you know you don't have a full tummy.
And digestion as well on the way and all that sort of stuff. One of the things that we've touched on it before, Alex, but I think, again, still it's probably so ingrained in our minds when we think of trying to start to lose weight, is the whole idea of low fat. And you still see a lot of kind of products marketed that are marketed as low fat. Do we need to cut out fat from our diets to lose weight?
Generally, no. And actually, I was delighted to hear my 9-year-old daughter coming home from school yesterday. They'd spoken about healthy eating. They weave all these things into schools, into the curriculum now in Irish schools, which is great. And the teacher there had said to them, low fat doesn't work and it's just more sugar, so they should drink full fat milk and eat full fat cheese. I was delighted to hear that, because it really breaks with a, you know, age-long tradition that we've had in dietetics in the recent years. So, yeah, if you're eating your normal standard diet, I think take full fat milk, eat full fat yogurt, eat full fat cheese for sure. But obviously cutting out fat in terms of maybe not having a full fry up every day, or lashing on butter on your toast, or pouring lots of cooking frying fat over your meat, you know, you can maybe cut out that, but that's more cutting back calories if you want to induce weight loss. But cutting back fat overall is not a good idea. Many vitamins are fat soluble. So vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, they're fat soluble vitamins. They actually get transported with and in these vitamins. So if you're cutting fat out of milk, you're necessarily going to make it more difficult to absorb vitamin D that's naturally contained in the milk. So you're not really doing yourself many favours there.
Yeah, so you really need to know about the good fats that you actually need.
Exactly.
In terms of just for someone saying, okay, that's all really good advice, but still I'm going away in 4 or 5 weeks. What are the things that I should be doing, even just to lose a few pounds in a healthy way? What tips do you have?
Yeah, you know what? It's never too late. And the first thing is, if it's crept on over years, it's not going to come off within 2 weeks. But you can start, and it'll come off naturally and really well if you get into a good trot. So about 1 pound of weight loss per week, that's the average. That's the ideal. That's what all the professionals are looking for. So 1 pound per week or less almost. You know, you don't need to look for more, because that might be then burning muscle or other things. And the other thing is cutting out sugar, because that really is an empty calorie. So if you can reduce sugar, or just think about the sugar you eat in buns and biscuits, cakes, sweets, maybe chocolates, you know, maybe even 2 or 3 teaspoons of sugar in your cups of tea over the day. There's a lot of calories, empty calories, cut out. Now then, introduce exercising. So it's very important that you enjoy what you're doing. You know, some people enjoy running, others like walking. You can walk at a very fast pace that you're slightly out of breath and really burn a good amount of calories. Swimming, again, if you're not just floating in the pool but making an effort to swim a few lanes, you burn an awful lot. And you know, some people just get back to a sport you've enjoyed. Some, you know, we all played 1 or 2 sports when we were younger, and maybe just think of joining a grown-up team. And you'd be surprised how many there are, and even not being competitive, just for fun. Maybe joining Pilates or yoga class, something you've always wanted to do and never done it. Stretching alone really, really helps, because it releases, you know, it also releases energy. The other thing is try new foods, try healthy foods. Eat 5 portions of vegetables a day. Maybe cut back on fruit if you're eating 5 or 6 pieces of fruit, but lots of veggies, soups, especially now salads. You know, have a beautiful salad for dinner every day, and that will really cut out calories and massively improve your nutrition.
Well, some very good advice, Alex, about staying healthy and healthy weight loss as well, which we don't hear about enough. Thanks for joining us on the programme this morning. That's our nutritional therapist, Alex Dobbs. And if you want to find out more about Alex and indeed sign up for a blog, you can go to grassrootsnutrition.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.